Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Ed Sheeran time. He's coming back. Oh, I'm in love with your body too, Ed. He's coming back August 21st. It's going to be a brand new experience at AT&T Park. And we are the Ed Sheeran station, in case you didn't know. We have tickets all day, all week.
Okay.
9, noon, 3, and 5 every weekday this week. Caller number 97 at the Q. This is the Q. Call now, 800-400-3697. Your first chance today at Ed Sheeran tickets. Call now, 800-400-3697. Call now.
That same number is the number you can text us at. We didn't get too many today, so we may end up cutting out early.
I feel like we did get a lot.
I don't think
that you're hiding them from us because you don't want to hear people's thoughts on your trip to Hawaii without your kid, just you and your girl. You know, like if it's a baby moon, or if you're getting married there. I mean, I get it. You know, it's tough. Many when people are so interested in your every move. I can see why pages of that would suddenly disappear. I can see it.
925 says, BS on the cheating story. People cheat because sexual compatibility changes over time. Wants and needs change over time. Attraction changes over time.
Or they're just a cheater.
People cheat because they need what they are not getting physically, as well as that deep connection people have from being truly intimate.
Mm. Also, sometimes they're just jerks who cheat.
You know what, though? What that person said there at the end, there's no question that if you go a few minutes without and then you two reconnect, that there's something to that for sure, and it's more than just the end or the finish,
right? Of course.
Or the oh or how, whatever.
This is your person. This is your,
you're supposed to have that, like, right. Reconnect there, the idea that you just don't need
we
that.
Seek intimacy on all levels in our relationships. I mean, that's we feel as humans, we need to be understood and to have someone, you know, who cares about us for more than just, you know, a place to put your wiener. You know, it's important.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. No, cheating is a spiritual sickness that has nothing to do with physical needs, says 510.
Okay. It's that too. It is that too. There are people who are just dogs. Cheating dogs.
Someone wrote, Vinny, you're supposed to press the water drop before getting in the water, then spin the crown after. But I was looking it up, and I don't necessarily, I think your Apple Watch is supposed to lock itself.
It'll sense the water and automatically lock
up. I think that I have used it more, because it is only water resistant. And while it says you can take it surfing, I've been taking it a lot.
Yeah. And so, it's in the water a lot. I mean, you know.
I think maybe I've just found its limits. And they're not that expensive. I'm not saying it's good to throw away money, but it's not, you know, it's not a Rolex that's breaking.
It's not like it was a $10,000 diamond studded item on your wrist.
Right. So.
And if it's important to you to get the physical activity part of it down there, then you would want to replace that every few years. If it's.
We'll see.
Getting corrupted.
With Cupid's holiday on hump day, I want everyone to make good choices. You don't want VD on VD.
No, you definitely don't. So practice safe sex, if you practice sex at all. Most people do need practice.
707 says they're waving. Hey there, Georgie.
Oh, George already took off. George and Yuzette. In fact, the camera's down too right now. If you're,
hey!
Because Vaughn had to take off for San Jose, and Yuzi and George have taken off. Everyone's gone. It's just us. Well, Hooman's still here.
And yeah, but I got one foot out the door.
That's true.
As usual.
Good job, buddy. My daughter's high school has kids put their cell phone in one of those bags where they can't access it during the day. The kids still have the phone, but it's basically useless until the bag is unlocked at the end of the day.
Oh.
Seems to be working.
Well, something's got to give.
Did you guys discuss this about Shaun White this morning? I wasn't aware of sexual harassment charges against him until today. I don't think anyone was. I wasn't either.
Yeah, I heard about him on my way in this morning. We didn't really. I think, you know, we don't have like a show policy on it. But there have been so many allegations about so many different things against so many different people that we've decided, I have thought to myself, I'm not reporting that until charges are filed. Like, I'm not going to be part of destroying someone's life over somebody else's allegations. And it doesn't mean that I don't feel for victims. It just means that I'm just, I don't feel like that's my job as a human being to pile on. And I also felt like I was picking people like, oh, if I didn't like that person, I was going to go ahead with the allegations. And if I did like the person, I was like, oh, no, I don't want to say anything. And I don't think that's fair either. So in right. in an effort to just, you know.
Well, we both went, oh, Louis C.K., but we like him.
I know. That was a hard one to report. And I thought, you know what I'll do? Just wait till things get serious. And I, you know, this is the first day that I've heard anything about this. He is apologizing, apparently, and it kind of acknowledging that something went down.
Yeah. Well, he apologized because he called it gossip. And then realized that wasn't going to go over.
Right. So, I don't know where that'll wind up. And, you know, but if it winds up with charges or, you know, if he winds up having to forfeit something. I don't know that they'd take his gold away from him. But, you know, we'll report it when there's actual news and more than just rumor.
Love Human's sense of humor today.
Oh, he says is 925. The best. He's on fire. You feel like he's getting warmed up for the Secret Show, Vin? Like he's...
Absolutely. Yeah. He is going to
sharpening that wit knife.
He's going to ignore questions like nobody's business.
Oh, he's great at it. Kind of like someone I know ignores texts like nobody's business.
What are you talking about?
I think you're really super clear.
Right now.
Which texts are you reading, though?
The ones right on the top of the pile in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
You framed yourself. You're booing. You are booing yourself, sir.
I'm trying to help you out, Vin.
Yeah. You framed yourself. Long has this been going on?
Phoenix 5 by Garmin is a great watch, Vinny.
But the Phoenix 5 by Garmin.
Ooh. I don't know that one. They say either. Doesn't Dusty have one? I don't know. Oh. She's got a lot of those, though. Through the years, I've watched her mow through just about all the The technology's gotten so much better so fast that last year's GPS watch isn't nearly as good as this year's.
Right. Even the little Fitbits that a couple years ago, those were really popular. Now I'm like, what do I need that for? It does it automatically on my phone.
Right. Oh, here's another one. Connie, get a Garmin Felix 5S. Vinny, the model you have wasn't really water resistant. The one that just came out is waterproof. Oh, there's another. I don't know.
Oh, well, the next one you get will be waterproof then.
That's what happens when you buy cheap watches, Vinny.
Oh.
All right,
that's
take it easy.
Gift.
Yeah, 500 bucks for the Phoenix 5.
Is that right? Does it look good?
100 meters of water resistant.
Oh.
It's nice. Digital.
Does it connect to my Apple?
It is Wi-Fi compatible. I don't know if it syncs up to the Apple.
Can I sync it up to my Apple?
Hard to say.
Oh, boy.
I want to close those little circles.
Right.
That really...
That is fun.
Weirdly gets me off.
The vibration on your wrist.
Yeah, I did it. Oh, three times around. Whoa!
I'm worthwhile today.
I've earned my spot on Earth.
By the way, thanks for the donuts, Krispy Kreme. I'll be having to run that off later today.
Yeah. They are ridiculously delicious.
Not one, two.
Nice, Vinny.
I was actually bummed when they showed up because George brought brownies. I already had a couple brownies. I'm like, now I have to eat a donut too? Oh, no. Well.
That's right.
Yep.
A lot of the classes in school use the phones for classwork. A bunch of people wrote in about that. Let me see if I can get to those, too, because teachers were saying we would be crazy not to use the mini computers every kid is carrying as teaching tools.
Right.
Like, they're in their pocket, and they're great tools for learning.
You know what's funny is that that's another example of a time when if your parents are like, no, no screens, no technology, you can get a phone when you can afford a phone, that kind of, all these things that are excellent life lessons, that kid is screwed if they don't have a phone, if a teacher's using the phone as a tool. They get singled out as the you know, the weirdo who doesn't have a phone. I can see that being a problem too.
Hey, I just want to thank you for all your entertainment and music. I just retired as a social worker, and you're my go-to station to and from work and while driving around Northern California visiting clients and foster children.
Congratulations on your retirement. That sounds like a hard job.
I'm a little bit older, and I kept in touch with current affairs and music, and so once again, thank you very much. You're welcome.
Thank you for listening. Oh, no, no, thank you.
As a teacher, I could tell you these types of issues are only the tip of the iceberg. Yikes.
That's depressing.
There's a lot of people who believe that kids aren't being taught to respect elders or whatever word you want to use there. And
that is clear.
That is a big part of the problem.
You know, when I first had kids and they first started meeting our friends, I would say, this is Mr. and Mrs. Gillis, and they, or, you know, whoever. And they would say, ah, Pat and Marianne. And I was like, I just tried to show you how I'd like your kids to, I'm doing, and that just was out the window. Like, no one was having it. Even teachers. A lot of my kids' teachers say, yeah, just call me Bill.
We've done away with formalities.
Well, and to me, those were always the divisions between this is an elder that you respect, and this is the person who's leading this, you know, this is the person who's in charge, and, oh, hey, I'm just kicking back. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, nobody's going to share the weed with Mr. Hammerus. I mean, you want to...
Oh, I see.
You want to talk to Tom when it comes down to who you're going to take bong rips with, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because we're all bros
I don't like
here.
It. I always thought that it was a bummer that had gone away because I felt like that was an easy respect to show.
408, I love my job as a high school counselor, but I have to admit the kids can get pretty awful. Yes, I'm talking about sexual harassment to the young female teachers.
Wow.
And what's weird is, and this is the part we didn't understand earlier, as the story broke about Tamil Pius High. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd think that I'm not surprised a kid would talk out of turn towards a teacher. That's part of going through puberty and not knowing right from wrong. But the fact that a teacher can't say, okay, mister, you're out of here. If you don't have that, what do you have?
Right. They've taken away what seems like any power from a teacher. I mean, you know, we go to school for more than just learning math. It's about learning to be a disciplined, respectful human being. And if you take away the ability to have any kind of discipline, you've taken it all away.
One of the
you might as well homeschool.
You'd think that because kids want to graduate, that they would want to be in class. I had a teacher who used to throw me out and say, sit out there. I want you to watch through the window all the fun we're having without you. Mm. And it was
did
a
it
joke.
Work?
But well, yeah, it worked because I did need to graduate from that class. I needed that class. I needed it. I couldn't be outside. Don't throw me out. I need to be in here. Well, then zip it, son.
Okay, Mr. Whatever the teacher's name was. Okay, Jeff. Daryl.
Public librarians deal with sexual harassment all the time, too. Here's an article I wrote about it. If any of you all are curious, OFOC. Public librarians are getting tortured by the kids?
Well, kids are pukes.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I know that there's no doubt as you're going through puberty, you are crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's
not an excuse. I'm not trying to make excuses for anybody, but
But that's when you need discipline the most.
Right.
When you need to be shown
Absolutely.
What the rules are the most. Yes, you're the hardest to deal with, and yes, as a parent, that's your job.
Not 707 says, it's nothing to do with parenting. It's up to the teachers to figure out how to grab their attention. Change your curriculum.
Yeah, that's okay, whatever you say. It's not the parents' fault. All right. Okay. By the way, the Ed Sheeran tickets are gone. I see that there's a Hooman already. Well, I don't see Hooman in there. I think he took off for San Jose already, so there's not even anyone to pick up your phone call to tell you that the contest is over.
You want me to go in there?
No, it's okay. And actually, we should probably wrap it up. We need to get down to San Jose too, Vinny. All we right. got a live secret show to do in an hour or so. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening today. Happy Valentine's Day. Maybe you're one of the lucky few who got tickets to our live secret show at the Fairmont in San Jose. We are heading out the door. Make the drive down to San Jose. Vinny, that's your neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to like a 5-minute drive home after that.
I just got to pop over the hill. It's going to be a piece of cake. Yeah. I love it.
So we're super excited. Our friend Rudy's going to be there. We're getting a poem out of Beauty Divanda. It's going to be excellent. Tony Caters is doing a little lunch with the Fairmont. And bring your cash for the bar. It's not an open bar. It's a cash bar.
Did you see that text about somebody saying, I can't remember what show it was on, but somebody used the word beauty on TV.
Yeah, I think it was on, they're doing a Bachelor Winter Games thing. I mean, it aired last night, so I don't.
Somebody stole Vaughn's word.
Yeah, I think they said that they hoped that he copyrighted it.
I bet he didn't.
Yeah, probably not.
You know, my guess those is creative no. types, they just, it comes out of them like sweat. They don't even think about it.
Don't worry, there's plenty more where beauty came from.
Just another genius nugget from my beautiful mind.
beauty
mind.
So we're going to get to hear a little of that today. We've got Hooman running around getting everybody's questions. If you're going, you know,
if
and
you have
question.
Questions, by the way, if you're headed out to the show today and you have questions for Sarah, anything you've ever wanted to know, be sure to write them out and get them in the hat because she can't wait to answer them.
Well, as you know, I never hold back, so.
You never do.
You've got crocheting, like how to do a triple crochet
right.
stitch or. Yeah, I can't answer any knitting questions. I don't know how to do that, but you know,
right.
a little sewing.
So
basic
let's
sewing
get those
stuff.
Questions
yeah,
in the
let's
hat,
get them
everyone.
In. Woo! You want to know how to, you know, plant roses, what to fertilize with? I got that for you. Run irrigation. If you like caulking,
you probably do know how to tell people how to run irrigation.
I do, and caulking
right.
guns. I'm an expert at that. So if caulking is on your mind, then. We'll get that covered in the secret show. Or if you have an actual problem in your life and you want your friends to bat it around for you, stand up and speak your mind.
Right there later, in front of everyone.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe it. People do it. You're going to have that up by this evening? Is that the goal?
That's correct, Sarah.
Okay,
yes,
so,
by the end of today, guaranteed.
Even if you don't get to go to the secret show today, know that you'll get to hear it tonight. And thank you, Entercom. It's not censored in any way. Although we do change the names to protect the innocent. Have a great day and we'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.